Well, as we heard out of Canberra yesterday, the Greens have done a deal with the government to get their energy legislation up. Parliament recalled today, one day only, costing the Australian taxpayers $1 million. The devil's always in the detail with these things, though. And what stood out to me was this idea, prosecuted by the Greens, that every house in Australia that has instant gas hot water ought to change to electric hot water. Now, I started thinking about that overnight, and I'm thinking about myself. I've got instant gas hot water. How would I convert to electricity? How much would it cost me? Who's going to pay for it? And in the end, is my hot water cheaper or more expensive? Now, Adam Bandt went on the Today Show, on Sky, I should say, with Peter Stefanovic this morning, and Peter demanded that Bandt started to tell him about the cost, not the savings. Have a listen.
Right, but not the savings, the cost.
And that's been estimated. The estimated savings for households have been estimated up to $1,900. And some have estimated that if you fully electrify your house, you could save up to $3,500 a year. Now, the costs of doing that are really the costs of the appliances and switching over. And if we can find a way for government to meet those costs and chip in and do it and make it zero cost for the householder and the business, that's what we
want to
do. So
Bandt wants taxpayers to pay for every house in Australia, every apartment, every unit and every business to convert to electric. How much does he think that's going to cost, and where's the money going to come from? Alan Moran is an energy economist, talks more sense about these things than anybody else. Alan, are you staggered like me about this stuff?
Not really. I think it's typical. We've been seeing the utter destruction of the electricity and the gas markets as a result of regulations. And Bandt is just trying to prove that he's even more radical than Albanese with pulling numbers out of the air to say, well, it's all going to save us $3,000 of this money, dollars, whatever, with nothing to back them up at all. I mean, what we've seen is the slow destruction of the energy market by the sorts of regulations that are being introduced now and being exacerbated by the price caps. And we're actually seeing the result of this is massive increases in prices, and those increases in prices and reductions in reliability will continue on. This is just a certain amount of floss there to try to justify doing even more. The outcome will be a disaster for Australian consumers and for Australian industry, which is being a slow-moving disaster for the last 5 or 6 years, and we'll start accelerating now.
People, as you and I both know, Alan, people don't hear the detail. They're too busy to engage. They're going about their business, going to work. They think, oh, yeah, electric, that might work better than gas. Someone else will pay for it. The government will pay for it. Well, no, they won't. And, in fact, what was announced yesterday was Chris Bowen talking about how we might get loans to change our houses. But just on a quick Google search by me, and I know that's not the best research, but we've been able to work out that the cost to run an electric instant hot water system for a house with four people is estimated to be around $970. $1,115 for electric storage hot water service. But if you've got a gas system, it's actually cheaper. Who's going to blow up their gas hot water service to pay more money every year?
Yeah, well, I am. If somebody else paid me to do it, and if somebody gives me a big subsidy, and this is the answer. It's very easy to see, as you've just shown, that the existing system is cheaper. If it wasn't, people would voluntarily move to the other system. What we're actually seeing in a whole raft of areas is the government saying the renewable energy converted into electricity is the cheapest form of energy, so we're going to subsidise it. It makes no sense at all. Basically, all of these the goal is to switch to electric and then have all the electric powered by solar or wind, which, you know, won't work. It will be extremely expensive, but it's all kind of just part of the zeitgeist, the sort of ideology which is being processed through politics at the present time.
Yeah, and even Bowen was silly enough to suggest, oh, well, we would compare the conversion of your home to electricity to the subsidies we're giving you to buy an electric vehicle. Well, if the electric vehicles are so fantastic, why do you have to subsidise me to buy one?
Exactly. I mean, there's a lot to be said about electric vehicles, but yeah, subsidising them is paying the rich. And, you know, really, it makes no sense, certainly from a Labour Party politician's point of view, to say that. Yeah, we're just doing this throughout. We're sort of people being driven by an ideology, which I guess comes back to climate change and whatever in the end, to spout lies about, you know, this will be cheaper. And not only will it be cheaper, it'll be even cheaper because we're going to give it you free, as though the government has any money to give. The government's only got money that it can take from other people.
You and I laugh about it, but I mean, the serious side of this is, of course, that the government is so desperate to get this bill through to cap gas and electricity prices, $125, I think, a tonne it is on coal, and they're going to cap the gas price as well. They're so desperate to get that through the parliament today, and they needed the Greens' votes, that Bant wanders in, it seems to me, and I'm making this up, but I can see it unfolding. Bant wanders in and says, we'll agree as long as you get everyone to get off gas. Well,
yeah.
The average Australian goes, oh, hang on, why is gas not as good as electricity? And doesn't electricity need me to burn coal to make it? And, you know, what are you doing?
Well, I mean, he's saying, essentially what he's saying is that electricity is all emission-free because it's all going to be generated by wind and solar, which is absolute rubbish. It couldn't possibly happen. And whereas gas does have these emissions, so we'll get people off gas, and we'll reduce our emissions, and get some plaudits from people around the world for wrecking our economy by reducing our emission levels. Now, the actual whatever Bant's got, it's a bit loose because I don't think the government's going to give him very much in there. It'll review this until nothing happens. But he's basically standing on a podium saying, look, I'm even more radical than Albanese, therefore, you know, keep on supporting me. But the end product is we actually start destroying the economy. Energy is the most important thing. Cheap energy is even more important than anything else. And we actually are destroying the cheap energy as a result of the price caps are just the icing on the cake in the case of this destruction. And the measures that the Greens are calling for is further froth on that icing.
The crazy thing, just finally for me, you and I are old enough to remember when we had those big water tanks that you had to heat up with electricity overnight to get your hot water. And if you had any friends or relatives come and stay, you had to say, oh, you can only have a shower for 2 minutes because we'll run out of hot water. Remember those days?
I do remember those days. In fact, a lot of people still got such tanks, and maybe they will convert them to the instant hot water eventually. But, you know, you don't just destroy what you have to make a minor saving. You gradually make the savings through more efficient appliances.
It's unbelievable. The Canberra bubble strikes again. Alan, thanks for your time. Appreciate it as always.
Thanks, Steve.
Alan Moran there, energy economist.
Thanks for listening to this Australia Today podcast. For more of the news that affects you, download the Listener app and search Australia Today. Listener.